Welcome to the Small Business Success Podcast. I'm Susan Solovic, the small business expert. And today I'm going to be talking about the SAGE Summit held just this past July. And joining me to share some perspective on this amazing event is Gaby Boko. She is the Executive Vice President and CMO of SAGE North America. She's going to be talking about the summit. And we're also going to be joined by a couple of customers who were actually at the event to share their perspectives as well. So Gaby, first of all, thank you for joining me. Tell me a little bit about the SAGE Summit mission.
SAGE Summit has been around for SAGE since approximately 2005. We started as a customer-only event, and the conference expanded to be a customer and a partner event, and then we kind of flipped over to being just a partner event. This year, we really wanted to pay attention to what customers were telling us again and what our prospects were telling us, being other people in the small and medium-sized business area. And we wanted to just take it further. We wanted to listen to what we were being told and to take it further. And really, where we came down on that was we wanted to start a movement in the small and mid-sized business community to help galvanize and propel members of that community to speak and to listen and to share and to converse, to ask questions, to learn and to challenge. And so we decided that if we were going to put all that together, then we really needed to reimagine what we wanted SAGE Summit to be. We wanted it to be more than just a place where you could get training. We wanted it to be more than just a place where you could network. We wanted it to be that conversation starter for small businesses that would reach beyond whether they were using SAGE or not. So that is SAGE Summit this year, Grow From Here, Reimagine.
Gaby, you talked about being a conversation starter and keeping the momentum going, but a lot of times people go to these events, they get a lot of good ideas, and then they go home and they forget about it. So how are you going to do that? How are you going to keep the momentum going?
Yeah, and you know, that's really, you know, I think it's some of the most disappointing parts, right? We call it the event blues, right? When you leave something that you have such a great time at, and then you go home, it's like, ooh, I need to do something else. The whole reason that we positioned SAGE Summit this year around conversations is because we really truly feel that listening to our customers, of which we do every single day, more than 30,000 interactions with our customers every single day, is because we felt that keeping that conversation going was going to be essential to what this event could be. It is no longer just 3 days in X city. This year happened to be Vegas. We're going to continue to do the listening in our online areas like SAGE City. We're also going to be have a very active social media campaign. We're also going to be expanding into something that we call SAGE Advice. And that's going to be coming out in about the next 60 days, which is the ongoing extension of that conversation. And of course, you can always visit sage.com or sagesummit.com, where all of these things are linked together to be a part of that conversation. You know, I think it's about two things when you're having a conversation and extending that conversation. There shouldn't be a specific point in time where you start it or end it. And you should...
One of those people keeping the conversation going is Carrie Enders with RE Suspension, a company that builds suspension systems for just about anything that races. And Carrie agrees with me. This year's SAGE Summit was a wow experience.
That was my first word, too, was wow. I have not been to SAGE Summit before. This was my first year. And I don't really consider myself much of an accountant, so I wasn't sure what to expect. I thought it would be much stuffier, much more tame and just, you know, a bunch of accountants sitting around talking about numbers. And so I was blown away by how awesome SAGE Summit was. Just the interaction, all the people I got to meet and talk to, the excitement that every single keynote speaker brought with them. It was phenomenal.
Scott Harris, the co-founder of Catoctin Creek Distillery in Virginia, agreed.
Yeah, it was fantastic. I've been to a lot of summits and conferences, and that was a really good one. I was amazed. It was cool to be. It was my first entrepreneur kind of themed conference like that, where everybody is either an entrepreneur or would be entrepreneur. I personally, you know, got to sit in on a couple sessions, things like, you know, treating your employees fairly and you know, things like that, which I thought were really valuable. What I thought was really cool about it, though, was just the audience there. Everybody had this hunger or this thirst to learn and to do, you know, something either start a company or improve the company they already have. And it was a great environment for me to present in, but it was also really cool to have some sidebar discussions with some of the folks that were attending there and find out, you know, some things I could do myself in my business.
So, Gaby, before we close, any sneak previews for next year's Sage Summit?
Well, the only sneak preview I'm going to give you, Susan, is that it's definitely going to be in New Orleans, we believe it's going to be even better. But I encourage anyone who's listening, and encourage you as well, to join the conversation, because that is going to determine what we talk about there, who we bring there. You are the drivers, the small and medium-sized businesses, and you, Susan, are drivers of really where we want to go. So, consider it your sneak peek. Whatever you want to do and what conversations you start is probably what you'll see at Sage Summit in 2015 in New Orleans.
Excellent.
But you know what, Susan, you can always get on sagesummit.com or sage.com, or even follow us on our Twitter at Sage Summit and find out what's trending.
Well, thanks, Gaby. That sounds exciting. And thanks to all of you for joining us today. Special thanks to Carrie Enders from RE Suspension and Scott Harris from Catoctin Creek Distillery. And of course, we hope that you will join us again next time for the Small Business Success Podcast. I'm Susan Solovic, the Small Business Expert.